Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. Police in Dallas, Texas say three people are in custody and a fourth is dead after snipers killed five police officers during a coordinated attack on a peaceful demonstration. Seven officers and two civilians were wounded in the ambush. Officials are remaining tight-lipped about who the suspects are. But in a news conference Friday morning, Dallas Police Chief David Brown said one suspect, the apparent shooter, who was later killed by an explosion set off by police, told a police negotiator that he, quote, wanted to kill white people, especially white police officers. The attack occurred Thursday evening during a protest against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. The attack marks the deadliest day for U.S. law enforcement since the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack.
I'd ask all Americans to say a prayer for these officers and their families. Keep them in your thoughts. And as a nation, let's remember to express our profound gratitude to our men and women in blue, not just today, but every day.
Obama said police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the shootings are a wretched reminder of the hazards police face. Just days after the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history, Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 35 people and wounded scores more late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Sayyid Mohammed Shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad. This is VOA.